8 out of 10. We've really tried. There've been some shortfalls here and there. We are still using this weekend to make sure that districts that maybe do not have adequate supplies of what they need are being attended to, because in some cases we had, and understandably, late delivery by some suppliers because of the short notice that we had in which to procure large quantities of some of the items that we did not have some sufficient stocks of. So, but anyway, we've really tried to be on top of things, and we'll be ready to open polling stations on time on the 20th.
How about the ballot papers that will be used for the election? Are they ready?
Oh, yes, yes. We received them last weekend. And in fact, I was in South Africa the previous week to see the closing part of the printing with our chairperson, Justice Mambirima. And we received the ballot papers last Saturday. And then we proceeded to begin the final verification with our field officers and political parties. We started that on Sunday. And we dispatched the last set of ballot papers to the district. That was Thursday. So all the ballot papers are now in all the districts and just waiting now for the deployment to the respective polling stations with the polling staff. In fact, some districts began the deployment on Thursday for those that need to be accessed by air. And so we know that everybody will be in place by the 19th at all their respective polling stations in readiness for the polls on Tuesday.
Were the political parties pleased with the verification process? Because I heard recently the Electoral Commission summoned one opposition member who's been making allegations that the election could be rigged. So were they pleased with the verification process?
Yes, they were. They were with us throughout the verification process. We only had a slight setback when the arrival time for the ballot papers changed. Instead of arriving at about 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon, it seems the airline had some logistical challenges. The printer had chartered a plane. The ballot papers arrived shortly before midnight on Friday night. So it was a long wait, I must say, for us and the political party representatives who were at the airport. But the ballot papers arrived intact, and I think everybody understood that sometimes there are these logistical challenges which are beyond our control. It was not our intention that the ballot papers should arrive so late.
There are concerns of political violence in the run-up to the election. A lot of these political parties have expressed concern about cadres attacking each other. Has the Electoral Commission come out to warn these parties to urge their supporters not to engage in violence ahead of the election on Tuesday?
Yes, we did have a meeting with the Secretary Generals of the participating political parties on Tuesday, and we were particularly concerned with the PF and UPND because it's basically them that have been involved in skirmishes between their cadres and supporters. And following that, during that meeting, you know, all the political parties made a pledge to promote peace for campaigns and also to ensure that they would restrain their cadres and supporters from violence. And following that meeting, which pleased us very much, both presidents for PF and UPND made a public commitment that they would not support any violence from any of their supporters, calling upon their supporters that even if they are provoked, they should restrain themselves and they should restrain themselves from provoking their colleagues. So we are hoping that with only 2 more days to go for campaigns, which is tomorrow and Monday, that we will not get any more incidences of violence. The police have been very proactive and following up cases, and we had asked the police to ensure that they treat everybody the same. Whoever is found to be wanting in terms of violence should be treated the same. Nobody should be spared, but dealt with in accordance with the law.
What assurances will you give Zambian prospective voters about the Electoral Commission's ability to administer a credible, transparent election on Tuesday?
I would say, Peter, that the Zambian electorate and stakeholders in general have seen for themselves that we have improved tremendously in our management of the process. 2011, we had a credible election, and we have a history of two instances of power changing hands, and it has been done peacefully. And all I can say is that we've done our level best to make sure that everything is in place for the voter on Tuesday. We have ensured that our electronic transmission of results from constituency centers to the National Results Center in Lusaka is up to scratch, that we will be able to be alerted if there's any attempt with any mischief to disturb the transmission or interfere with the transmission. We have a backup system of receiving election results by fax to assist us in verifying. We will have a thorough verification process. We have opened up the polling process from the time the polling station opens up to the count in the polling station, the totaling in the constituency centers, the collation of the final result, receipt and collation of final results at the National Results Center has been opened to all stakeholders who will be accredited with by the commission. So the political parties will be able to keep track of every stage of the process. We'll also have local monitors and observers in the polling stations. And indeed, if any member of the public has any reason to be concerned with the process, we will have helplines open to the public. We're advertising them in the press. Our commission numbers are known. They can get in touch with us at the commission for us to address any concerns that they may have.